Hello, everybody. Welcome to season three of For the Girls. That is crazy to say, but I hope everybody had a restful break. We certainly did. The season, although it still feels far away, is just around the corner. We have car launches in early February and then testing soon after. Many teams, including Ferrari, Williams, Alfa Romeo, and Aston Martin, have announced their car launches for early February. Mercedes and McLaren are rumored to launch theirs on Valentine's Day, Alpine on the 7th. So lots of fun stuff coming up around the corner. But this episode, this is a fun one. We're going to be going through our F1 New Year's resolutions. It's sort of like our podcast version of the ins and outs posts you probably have seen on Instagram. Maybe less focused on the outs and more on the ins, but we're going to have a fun time. With that, I'm Tiggy.
I'm Chessa.
And I'm Sarah. So let's start off with sport-wide, some New Year's resolutions, ins for 2024, things we want to see. So my main one, if I could pick one, would be having at least 5 race winners. So last year, as you all know, we only had 3, Max, Checo, and Carlos. In 2024, what do you all think? I think if we had 5, it could be the Red Bulls, obviously, and then maybe Carlos or Charles, and then I would love to see Lewis and Lando. But I guess really we need 7, but 5 would be a good start compared to this year.
And when you say 7, you mean adding Charles and adding who else?
Oscar. Let's go.
Or that's George. Right. But then I don't have a spot for George.
Well, let's have 8 Oscar. Race winners.
8 race winners. Let's go. Both Red Bulls, both Mercedes, both Ferraris, and both McLarens.
Oh, that takes the fun out of it, though.
What about Alonso? Like, yeah, there's too many options.
Okay, if we had to pick 5, what's your best guess for 5?
If I had to pick 5, I would pick Max, Checo, Charles, Lewis, and Lando.
I think that's pretty good. I would take out Lewis and add Alonso.
I would take out Checo and add probably Oscar.
So I would go McLaren's.
Max, Charles, Lewis, Lando, Oscar.
Whew. We're leaving George out to dry here, though. Like, I think maybe I would replace Checo with George, maybe.
It's true. It depends on how good the Mercedes is. George only had 2 podiums last year. So it's I don't know. We'll see. You know I love George.
Wow. I hope everyone ate their grapes at midnight and wished for this, because it feels like a lot's going on. Okay, so one of my resolutions for next year is less related to the racing and the drivers and more related to F1 as a whole. But, like, we need to see a woman on the podium in 2024. This feels like a very, very low bar. It's happened before, and I can't believe it didn't happen last year. So for people who are listening and don't know what that means, basically at F1 races, the winning team is allowed to bring a representative of their team onto the podium. So 10 years ago, the first woman stood on podium. It was Jill Jones, Red Bull's head of trackside electronics. She stood on the podium at the 2013 Bahrain GP. And then in 2019, we can remember, we saw Hannah Schmitz of Red Bull take the podium after she did that amazing strategy call for Max in Brazil. And then in 2022, we had one woman stand on the podium, Joanna Fleet, group HR director at Red Bull. It kind of feels like Red Bull is charting the way here. But I know there's a lot of people that are involved in F1 teams, a lot of people that could be on the podium, but we know that there's a lot of amazing women behind the scenes. So I'm just a little salty that it didn't happen in 2023, and I hope we'll start off 2024 strong and see some ladies up there.
Yes, I certainly hope so. For me, Sarah, I'm going to take your 5 race wins, and I'm going to raise you a fight for the championship.
Oh, yeah.
This is very wishful thinking, but it's my New Year's resolution. I want at least I just don't want Max to win it like so early. I want there to be some level of guessing, even if it is just fighting against his own teammate, which I don't think sadly is going to be the reality, but I would love for someone just to be like have mathematically an inkling of hope somewhere far into the season. So
mathematically is the right way to say it.
Mathematical inkling of hope. Okay, so who do you want your championship fight to be?
Who do I want? Lewis. Who do I think? I could see one of the McLarens. If they start where they ended in 2023, I could see Lando potentially fighting. Charles is also an obvious answer, but he seems to be so cursed that I feel like it's difficult to bank on that.
If we look at the first half of the 2023 season, who was Max's biggest contender then? Because we know in the second half it was really McLaren.
Checo.
Was it Checo?
It was Checo for several races, and then not necessarily Alonso directly, but they kind of looked like
a strong
card. The strongest number two team.
Yeah. I'd say probably if there's going to be anyone, obviously this is us not knowing how the cars are going to come looking, but based on how the cars ended last season, it would be a McLaren.
I'm also so curious what the energy would be like between Max and Lando if there is some type of fight, or they actually are kind of fighting for P1 more regularly, because they're probably on the grid, two of the closest friends off track. And a commentator joked last year, like, that's much easier to do when you're not actually competing and you're never wheel to wheel and you never kind of have these incidents. And so we saw a couple times this season some Lando Max buildable action, but it was like very fleeting, maybe only a race or two. So if that's kind of happening every race, that would be very interesting.
Yeah, love to see it. Trouble in paradise, potentially. Martin Garrix might have to step in and mediate.
Angsty song on the resolution front.
Oh, that's a good New Year's resolution. More songs from Charles. More sad songs. Or maybe he'll start winning races
a and victory he'll, like, song?
Start pumping out EDM bangers.
What would a victory piano song be like?
Boom, 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 boom. I have no idea. Okay, another one for me is a sillier, silly season than 2023. I don't know.
You're here.
Call me spoiled. I think 2022 level of silliness were off the charts and maybe something we won't see again for a long, long time. But this season, summer break really left me more wanting more. And I think coupled with the fact that we didn't have any rookies for the upcoming 2024 season, and then some drivers' contracts will be expiring, I think by the end of – or by silly season of 2024 – we might be in for a treat, just given the fact that we're due for rookies. Contracts will be switching up. I think hopefully that's a reasonable, feasible wish on my end.
Yeah, I think we talked about this when silly season was going down or right after, that like this year's silly season and 2025's is going to be off the charts, especially I think with like 2026 new regulations. A lot of contracts are up these next 2 years. So I think it's going to be crazy. And I agree, we didn't have a silly, silly season, but we did have the DeVries debacle before silly season, which was a shock to the system, I think, for everybody. So
yeah,
at least
I think
we got that.
Danny was kind of took care of the whole silly season, but since it was beforehand, I think everyone got to August expecting something to happen and then nothing did. But
like a nice amuse bouche and then zero entree.
And we were left hungry.
Maybe the silly season this year will be Daniel Ricciardo replacing Checo.
Oh,
that's actually not that crazy.
I was such a broken record on this and was obviously wrong about the end of 2023, but I think it's much more likely for sometime this season. I hope Danny can kind of step up to the pressure and really perform the first few races. And obviously that's going to require AlphaTauri having their act together as well. So I'm very curious to see what'll happen.
Well, there's
what do
so
you think?
Much.
Because as our slightly more Daniel Ricciardo skeptic.
I just don't see it. I mean, I could see Red Bull doing it. I just don't. I want to see more from Danny to feel like he actually deserves a number two seat at Red Bull. And I just don't feel like I've seen that. Not necessarily his fault. He had horrible luck coming back, having the wrist incident, not being able to race. The AlphaTauri is not the best car last season. I do think it's going to be interesting what AlphaTauri looks like, because there's so much rumbling about how it's going to be a lot closer to Red Bull. Team principals, I think, have started to make some comments of like, is
Indeed.
This fair? Is this okay? So we'll see what that looks like and how that pans out. But if Danny gets into the AlphaTauri, has a good shot at like being kind of top of the midfield, top 10 on occasion, like I could see it happening if Checo really doesn't perform.
Wait, do you think it would happen mid-season or just at the end of the season for 2025?
It's Red Bull. I think it could happen anytime.
Yeah, I mean, never say never.
Yeah, I guess it depends on how much time Checo has been given to prove himself, if any. So
Max got his seat, I think it was after Spain.
Whoa. What's that, May, June?
Kvyat and put in Max.
Wow.
Very early.
That is early. Well, we'll find out. I don't know. I had a feeling Checo would keep his seat this season, and I think that's been true so far, but I don't know. Next season's totally open can of worms. All right. A next one for me is that all 10 teams publish some level of a sustainability report. I think we all know that the teams are three-starred, FIA accredited environmentally, and that's performed by a third party. So I definitely, you know, am happy about that. But I do think there are very differing levels of teams' commitment to kind of being open and transparent about progress and what, you know, strategically they're planning. You know, Mercedes and McLaren are really kind of at the forefront on that. And there are a handful of, like, you know, the car manufacturer teams that have sustainability reports, but they're not racing focused, like Ferrari, Aston Martin has, like, for the Lagonda, I think has like a sustainability report for their Racing Green initiative. But there's only really like a handful of words referenced to racing in there. So there's no real racing dedicated sustainability report. So there's a long way to go for most teams, but happy that Mercedes and McLaren are kind of showing how it's done. And I hope the others follow suit.
I feel like it's maybe a little bit of a factor of how much money and resources a team might have. So at least from Ferrari and Red Bull, it would be really nice to see it.
Yeah, agreed.
For me, I really hope at least some of the back of the pack teams can make a meaningful step forward and give their very talented drivers some opportunities. I've said this a million times, but my main hope for that is Bottas and Alfa Romeo.
Yeah.
So talented. He's such a fast driver. I would just love to see him be able to get into Q3 or have a couple just really strong points finishes to also keep him excited and engaged in the sport, because he has so much going on outside the sport. I feel like they need to kind of give him a car that makes him really excited about racing. Excited to see what happens with that rebrand. Maybe with maybe just kind of a new chapter for the team, I think, is exciting. Same for Haas. I also would love to see a bit of a Haas step forward. I think they always have these little glimmers on Saturday, and then it doesn't translate into Sunday. So if they could work on race pace and race performance more, that'd be exciting.
Yeah, I agree fully. We'll see if the rebrand moves them up a few slots on the grid.
Makes the car go faster.
I don't know.
I just want to see Drake at some Grand Prix. That would be incredible. Maybe he'll show up to Montreal as our Canadian.
Oh my God. That's actually a really good thing that we can wish for.
Yeah.
That's a good prediction. Amazing. What was his first foray into F1? Didn't he lose $200,000 betting on Charles?
I think it was Miami. I think he bet $200,000 on the first Miami race, something like that, on Charles and lost it.
And he blasted it everywhere. Everyone knew. Oh, well.
So he's like, let's pour more money into F1 partners and see what happens. All right. For me, I think meaningful involvement, this goes a little bit towards, Chessa, your first one on seeing a woman on the podium, but for F1 Academy, I really just want to see meaningful involvement by all 10 F1 teams and drivers in F1 Academy, especially now that we're co-located for the F1 Academy races. We saw a little bit of that in Austin. We saw Lewis and George come over. We saw Carlos with Marta, that sort of stuff, but just like want meaningful involvement. So what's going to happen this year, I think, as we've talked about, each F1 team will now be sponsoring an F1 Academy driver for the 2024 season, which is great, but we hope that teams get a little bit more creative, go beyond just the box check of that. We've seen some specific stuff happen, like we said, Lewis, George, Carlos, and McLaren has like fully embraced Bianca, which is great, but hoping all teams kind of take that step and really make them a part of the team and make it as feasible of a pipeline as possible, because that's the whole point of this.
Amen.
Agreed. My last one, as kind of a general resolution, is I think we've made a lot of strides on this front, but I really hope F1 and everyone in F1 continues to be inclusive and supportive of American fans and new fans from wherever they are. I think now in the era of three American races, I hope that the races continue to deliver and that people really in the greater F1 community start to see the U.S. as a super legitimate source of both fandom, great racing, all of the above, and are just super inclusive of new fans, especially female fans, but really just anyone who wants to get into the sport. So love to see kind of more informative information from F1 on that front, because we were talking about this with Tony Cohen Brown. We've talked about this a lot, but it's so hard to just sit down at a race with absolutely no backstory, not necessarily having watched Drive to Survive. And I don't think that many people have watched Drive to Survive in the past couple of years. It feels like a little bit less of a pipeline. So we need kind of new ways to help explain the sport to new fans to make sure people can get excited and understand what's going on, so that people don't sit down for the first time and just say, oh, one guy's winning and they're driving around, and I don't get why people like this.
That's so true.
I would add one more that's related to this, Sarah, that I am hoping for, and that might help American fandom grow, establish credibility, is the green light for Andretti in 2024.
That is my goal. That's so good.
Let's hope. I think there are so many reasons, like pros and cons to it, but I think overall it's really good for the sport to have two more spots for drivers, to have an American team that's fully, you know, American and not just kind of pretending.
Oh, that would be insane.
I think it would be great. So, so let's hope for that.
We all need a little extra health boost sometimes, and Fleur Marché makes it easy for us to supercharge our wellness. Their botanical wellness patches have been such a fun addition to our routine. We just stick them on wherever we want. They have them for sleep, relaxation, focus, and other things. And the patch delivers ingredients to your body in a subtle but effective way, and the results last up to 12 hours. Fleur Marché also has botanical gummies and their new organic nutritional powder Green Machine. They only use the best ingredients and are tested for potency, contaminants, and heavy metals before and after production.
And one of our favorite things, we also love that the company is founded and inspired by women, with the mission of helping us feel 100% every single day so that we can have full energy and crush it every day. Find your new wellness essentials at fleurmarché.com and get a special discount just for our listeners. Get 20% off your first order site-wide with promo code FORTHEGIRLS at checkout. Orders over $50 also get free shipping. Go to Fleur Marché, FLEURMARCHE.com. Use code FORTHEGIRLS for 20% off your first order.
Okay, so we did some general resolutions. I know we talked a little bit about drivers, but let's go through some potential specific driver resolutions if we have them. Starting with Max, Sarah, we can let you take this one. I'm sure you have many resolutions for Maximilian.
I want to say my main one, just way more opportunities for him to race wheel to wheel. I feel like he was getting bored last season. Everyone was getting bored last season. Even if he's still winning, at least kind of what we were seeing in Vegas of lead changes, just needing to fight for it a bit.
Okay, not to jinx it, but and not to be rude about it, but I think my resolution for Max would be a potential DNF, just so we could see someone else dominating. Just one. We'll see. Okay, for Checo, I think for me, a resolution for Checo, of course, is to beat Max in a race. And honestly, like, I don't know if I'm taking it too far here, but that could even be part of his contract. Like, you have to beat Max in a race or else you can't drive with us in 2025.
I feel like that's an unfair bar for him. I think you have to consistently be coming second in every race in that Red Bull for us to feel like you deserve the seat. But so, beating Max in a race is difficult. But I agree, that's a good thing to shoot for. For Lewis, I want him to win a race so badly. It has been a 2-year drought, a winless streak for him. So really, really hoping that he wins a race. I would take any race, but Silverstone, Brazil, those would be some really good ones, just given his fandom in both.
Or Austin too. I love how much
American,
America. That would be great.
That'd be so fun. Or maybe he'll just come out the gate in the first race and win. That would be great.
Okay, Diggy, hold your horses there.
Sorry.
For George, I think we already said this, but it would be really nice to see him have more than two podiums. I think a few more podiums and a win would be nice.
He's still consistent. He deserves it.
For Charles, podium in Monaco, I'm just going to say podium because I think asking for Charles to win in Monaco would be way too much and would jinx the whole situation. But
no, go big or go home. Let's break the Monaco curse. Charles is going to win in Monaco.
What if this entire episode jinxed the entire season and then everyone gets really mad and they're like, who did this?
You mean every single driver is not listening to this podcast?
And they totally are. Carlos, anyone?
You go first, Sarah. No. Okay. We might be saying the same thing.
Maybe, yeah. I think we're almost approaching a situation in Ferrari where there isn't a clear number one. I think
exactly.
Yeah, Charles is obviously the the chosen child of Ferrari, as everyone has said a million times. But I think Carlos is so hardworking, such a top performer who's able to like drive from such a strategic mindset, even in difficult situations. And I think like a genuine who's the number one driver fight between them would be really fun.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. I think having him challenge Charles weekend in, weekend out would be a dream, as he kind of did last season, partially due to bad luck from Charles and mistakes and stuff like that. But he's a great driver. And I think I also hope for him, this isn't really a New Year's resolution that he would control, but like less strategy calling from him needed.
That he has to do, yeah.
Yeah. But proud of him.
Moving over to the McLarens. Okay, this is kind of a wild card for me and not really related to racing, but I think since Bianca's now at McLaren, I could see a world in which like Lando and Bianca develop like a really good mentor-mentee relationship. I think that would be really nice if we could even see that happening.
Yeah. I'd love Lando to be consistently on the podiums, I think.
Beating Max in every race, you mean?
That would be nice, but I'm not gonna go that far. But I would say consistently on the podium for Lando would be great.
Oscar?
Same, really. But, like, how about a race win?
In the first half of the season.
Okay.
Right out the gate.
Okay. And more tweets from Nicole Piastri. That's also my resolution.
How about Alonso?
Ooh.
How long is his contract until? Does anyone know?
I think if they just said multi-year.
Yeah.
I was going to say like maybe this could be his grand finale season, but maybe like the precursor to a grand finale season. I don't know.
I have a New Year's resolution for Alonso. I want him to step more into the role of Sebastian Vettel as a grandfather of the sport. I want him to start championing causes that are important to the world. And it doesn't have to be sustainability. It can be anything. But I would love Alonso to use his maturity and his wisdom and his experience for the better.
Did you and just not just on TikTok. A grandfather of the sport?
Yes.
I don't even think he has a single child.
If you're 40, you are a grandfather.
You're grandfather of F1.
I don't have any for Stroll.
No more anger issues or displays of aggression. How about that?
Okay, what about for the Alpines?
Less penalties for Ocon. How about that?
Yeah, less DNFs. Just the most DNFs is such a horrible stat to have, and I can't imagine how discouraging that must be. So finishing the race would be a good start.
For me, for Gasly, I just hope that he gets the Alpine car that he deserved. I think in 2022, the team really was like fighting at the top of the midfield, and then last season, it kind of really dropped off, and I think that was probably a gut punch for Gasly, and he deserves a really good car. So hopefully something that can make him shine.
Agreed. All right, who wants to take Danny?
Sarah, go ahead, babe.
Danny, a win, a home race win. I don't know. I have such big expectations for him, but I hope he's in the Red Bull seat at some point in 2024. And that's my main one.
Okay, I'm going to leave it at that because that's a pretty high one. So we can
and
go
no injuries or things that would prevent him from being in the car and showing off his stuff.
And Yuki, less race radio meltdowns, maybe?
That's a good one.
Less cursing?
That's a good one. I would also like to see him battling Danny. I mean, I think we saw a little bit of that towards the end of the season from Yuki. Yuki did pretty well. So I would like to see Yuki and Danny actually kind of duking it out for number one driver.
All right, Sarah, tell us about Bottas. I know you had some, you talked about him earlier.
Bottas needs his time to shine. Just something. He was so good at Mercedes, and I think it now feels like such a long time ago, but he was a way stronger second driver than Checo is. Like, he would be routinely getting poles, kind of making Lewis work for it. So he's an amazing driver. I would love to see at least a couple races where he can really kind of show his talent in a fast car.
Yeah, he needs a good car, a better car.
Agreed. I think same for Joe, but also Joe, he's no longer a rookie. I feel like once you get into your past your third, you're in your third year
yeah.
beyond, you're no longer a rookie. And he also has a home race this year. So I'm really excited to see kind of what that brings for him. And he's a great driver. I think Joe is really talented. So put him in a little bit of a faster car and I'm excited to see what he can do.
For K-Mag, I think for me, in general, for Haas, it would just be nice to see them qualify top 10 and then also have the race pace to stay top 10. So basically for both of the Haas drivers, I hope that they can finish a race top 10.
More yes. More daughter appearances for K-Mag. I would like that. Aww. She's so cute. Nico Hülkenberg also, too.
It must be hard, too. There's something that's probably maybe a little more fun or feels a little better if you don't have a great quali and then you're picking cars off on Sunday and making your way through the field and finishing better. I feel like it must be so discouraging to kind of come off Saturday on a high or happy with how it went.
Exactly.
And then just sit in the car for 2 hours on Sunday, slowly dropping back, watching people pass you. So I feel like it's a really tough position to be in. So hopefully we see a bit more in 2024.
Agreed.
For the last few, I think for Williams or Logan specifically, I just think if all of our other resolutions around like the American fandom continuing to grow and, you know, maybe an American team, like I really hope that Logan is able to get more points this year and step into his role as the American driver. I think like obviously in your rookie year to not have an American driver in so long, like it's really hard. But now that he's been around the block for a year, to really have him like step into that role and like guide all the American fans along the journey.
Yeah, I really respect James Vowles and Williams for sticking with him for another year. And I really hope that he really takes advantage of that and steps up because I think he can. I think first year, a lot of jitters, a lot of stuff going on. So yeah, I am hoping a lot for Logan this year. And Albon too. Albon had a great 2023 season. I would like to see Albon consistently in the top 10, assuming that Williams car is as fast or faster than last season. I would like to see
Albon. Yeah, it was actually a pretty good car last season.
Consistently in the top 10.
I guess the problem is who are we demoting? Because we're basically wishing for everyone to be in the top 10 and there's only 10 spots.
What do you mean?
I think AlphaTauri is going to stay below top 10 personally, unless they really have like a Red Bull 2.0 car. Who else?
Alfa Romeo will. If Aston Martin can't get with or can't keep up this whole, like, I know the development race was something that they struggled with last season. I could see them like clawing at 9 and 10.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll see. All right. So now that it's 2024, we're going to do something a little new. So I went to this live podcast show. If anyone listens to Political Gabfest, great podcast, politics related, but they do this segment called Conundrums.
I certainly do not.
That's okay. It's not important. This is not political related. But they do this segment called Conundrums where they ask each other like difficult questions. It could be would you rathers. It could be just like a question that we ponder. So I think that we should end our episodes this year doing something similar, but obviously F1 themed. So episode will end with a quote unquote conundrum. Maybe we can think of a better name for it, but I want to start.
I like conundrum.
Yeah, it's a good word. I want to start with this one. And they're just going to be fun. They're not serious. It's not something to be taken seriously, but would you rather get $10 million a year to drive for Haas or $100,000 to drive for Red Bull?
My problem with these questions is I always ask clarifying questions.
That's fine.
Are you set in a multi-year deal or?
Doesn't matter. Yeah. Like just in perpetuity.
I would drive for Red Bull.
Interesting. Like, so my clarifying question is like, am I like a driver that has one foot out the door? Am I like loving
True.
Like for me right now, like I love F1. I hated going karting. So to me, I'd just be an F1 for the money. Like I wouldn't just do it for fun. So I would take the $10 million.
That's okay. That's fair. I would approach it more from like a mindset of you're an F1 driver. This is your career. You want to do really, really well and you want the glory. So I would probably pick Red Bull. No, yeah. But everybody thinks about it differently. So Chaz is going to take the money and run. Sarah and I are going to make $100,000, which is a lot of money driving for Red Bull.
And glory.
Yeah. Duke it out at Red Bull.
Yep.
I love that Jess is just immediately like, this would require me being in a car and I would not enjoy that.
That was like one of my lows of 2023 karting. The level of adrenaline that it required, I did not enjoy, but I'm sure we'll do it again in 2024.
Well, with that, great to be back in 2024. We can't wait. We have lots more coming for you before we get to livery launches and then testing and then the season. But thanks for tuning in and we'll chat soon.